King, you have summoned me. What is it?
Take this here vibranium to the brother Miles as a gift from the people of Wakanda. Go and bring him the vibranium mic. He will use it wisely.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro. That's absolutely nothing. What did you do before you were named a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have there? Ask Professor Maurice Miles Martinez, MC Brother Miles, and he'll tell you like it really is. You can shackle the hands of black people, you can jail the bodies of black people, but you cannot shackle or jail the minds of black people. Rise up, black man, black woman, and reach to go back to Africa.
My father was a Garveyite, thus Marcus Garvey can be thought of as my grandfather. But when you say, I've read in Dr. Ben's book, or I've read in Dr. Ivan Van Sertima's book, or I've read in Professor Maurice Miles Martinez's book, they say, don't speak that information in here. Brothers and sisters, speak your truth to the world.
Brother Miles, the black man's truth is here.
The real Wakandas of Africa podcast.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political, economic, and cultural time of day. Brother Miles, the relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Free at last and proud to be black. One day Miles will be free at last.
Hey, Brother Miles, that was really great, man. I'm impressed.
Welcome to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast, the place where black history, hip-hop, and spoken word come together. I'm your host, Maurice Miles Martinez, also known as MC Brother Miles. At the end of each podcast, we have an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself. Please check out last week's episode, where we discussed an Egyptian tunnel that was almost, get this, a mile long. There was a scholar by the name of Waldemar Chmielewski who about a half century ago uncovered some of the oldest structures in Egypt. These were found in southern Kemet or southern Egypt near the Sudan. Now, they were so much in the south that they were found along the southern border of Egypt near an area of the Sudan known as the Wadi Halfa, Sudan. And these were found at the Arkin Site 8, or the Arkin 8 site. They were oval depressions that were a couple of meters across and were approximately 30 centimeters deep. They contained flat sandstone slabs that served to support a dome-like tent of either skins or brush that was above it. They really don't know what was above it. The argument was, by these archaeologists, that these were mobile structures that could be taken down as people needed to move from place to place. Well, some of that I can accept. However, for the fact that the base of these structures was still standing really raises some questions. So, how do archaeologists really know that they were moving these top parts of these structures around? I mean, they don't even know what the tent-like structures were made of. And so how do they know that they were moving them around? If you were moving them around, to me, it would make sense to recreate the entire structure instead of moving them around with stones and dome-like brush or skin covering. Moreover, I don't know if you've ever set up a tent, but you typically take the whole tent with you. You don't leave the base of the tent behind, which is what was being argued for in this case. To add to this, we're beginning to see even older structures on the African continent that could have been the bases of homes. For example, a 476,000-year-old structure that we discussed previously in Zambia, made out of wood, which is the oldest structure in the world. So, this thinking that all the people who were older than
society that was agricultural, which emerged about 8,000 to 10,000 years ago, where crops were grown, and thinking that they were all nomads, might be in part or wholly incorrect. Thus, people may have used these as more permanent shelters. Nevertheless, whether this was a permanent or temporary shelter, these shelters were extraordinary finds from the ancient world. I mean, a shelter 100,000 BC anywhere is considered to be a phenomenal find, regardless of lifestyle of the people that had to make it. As always, we conclude the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast with an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. If a tent was a tent, and a tent was a tent, why would a tent be tense to take it somewhere else to pay the rent? Hence, this might defy common sense, but were these homes created in 100,000 BC's Egypt permanent? The assumption is that only nomads could have lived in these spaces, but if a nomad lived in one place for 365 and a quarter days a year, would archaeologists retrace this or say that this tent was his run basis? Call him a nomad who only lived there in phases? But even if he only lived there in phases, this is one of the first human homes registered in the archaeological databases. So embrace this. These homes made by people from the black race, kid, with stone foundations would not be taken from place to place, kid. So what are they saying was the purpose of these dome-covered spaces? I kind of despise this, or rather just hate this. Are you a nomad because you moved after a one-year lease, or traveled to a neighboring town to get something to eat, or sold your home to get the cash and the cream, and moved into a condo because you wanted to live up on the cheap, or stood on the corner all day and all night and just rock to the beat? And the beat goes on, and the beat goes on, in the south, north, west, and the east, and you stand at the center of the compass map, but yesterday you was a nomad in the south of Sudan, and today you're a nomad in the north of New York. You're consuming the fat and the pork and taking your shorts. You twist and contort yourself on the iron horse that screams into the night. Subway riders, nomads in their heart, in the city that sleeps but really does not. You rock in the nomadic place that burrows its ways through tunnels that's dark.
Thank you for listening to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast. When you have a chance, please pick a copy of my books up from Amazon, The Real Wakandas of Africa, Dr. John Henry Clark vs. Herman Cain, The Great Wall of Africa, The Empire of Benin's 10,000-mile-long wall, The Real Vibranium of Africa, and Akhenaten's Dreams by Maurice Miles Martinez. You can also subscribe to this podcast and become a regular sustaining member by clicking the link in the podcast. You can donate from $1 to $10 per month, and this makes an enormous difference in supporting this podcast and my research. Thank you again for listening to me, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. I will speak with you next week.